All right. Well, good evening. We have Wendy Lou on the phone that's going to be doing our podcast this afternoon. And she is the founder of Women's Bass Tour Tri-State Federation. And she has another organization that's set up for 2021. So you want to introduce yourself there, Wendy?
Hi, I'm Wendy Lou. I'm a professional bass angler. I founded WBT and Women, which is Women's Bass Tour. And I originally founded Tri-State Federation, which is one of the sanctioned federations under Women's Bass Tour. I love fishing, love the outdoors, and just so happy to be here with you, Wanda.
Well, thank you for joining us. The reason I put you on the podcast, because you have the new organization coming up in 2021, and we're trying to get more women on board with that one. You want to tell us a little bit about how long you've been fishing and exactly what brought you in this direction?
Well, I fished with my dad. My brother didn't care to fish that much or hunt, and I grew up in my dad's footsteps. Matter of fact, he carried me in a backpack before I could walk squirrel hunting with him. And as I got old enough, he would have his, the only bass fishing he really truly liked was fly rod fishing for bass. And we didn't have trolling motors, so I'd scull the bateau with a paddle. And I watched him cast with a fly rod. And when I saw the explosive strike of a bass and the fight, I was enamored with it. Around 8 years old, I caught my first bass on my own, got on my bicycle, and rode fast as I could to the house to show Dad this 6-inch bass. And he just patted my back and praised me and everything else. Years later, he told me he wished I'd thrown it back, but it was worth the kill. But I just love the outdoors. We trapped and hunted together. We hoop netted. We chased redfish. My dad's favorite thing in the world was going on a Friday night down to Big Lake out of off Calcutta Lake, out of Cameron, Louisiana.
Yeah, I know where that's at.
We would go into what's called West Cove, and we had like 3 days with almost no wind. We'd go on Friday night, and he and I would go out at dark and stay all night with Coleman lanterns and gigging flounder. And it's just a passion. And when I grew up, everybody, all the girls and all the ladies were, oh, we stay home, we cook, we clean, yada, yada, yada. Well, I wasn't raised like that, and which I was fortunate. My dad gave me a restored, the first feeder bass boat ever built. He found one that I was going to buy it with some cow money, and he bought it, restored it, gave it to me on my 16th birthday with his old 64 Ford truck. And I grew up fishing Toledo in the early days. And I got into tournament fishing and loved it. And in the years, I had a few ladies start, you know, that bass fish. And I was able to find kindred spirits there. And the times are really changing now. So, you know, a lot more ladies that in their 50s and 60s, you know, the kids are grown. Yeah, they have the grandkids, but they're finding time for themselves. Guess what? Daddy's boat is no longer daddy's. It's now mama's boat, too.
Oh yeah, that's the way it's working, and a lot of women are dealing with the empty nest syndrome, and they also used to fish. They want to get back out there fishing again. It was something they loved to do. It was always a passion, and now it's even more so today.
And with a lot of the younger ladies today, you know, yes, they have a household, they have children, but it's not dad's boat, it's the family's boat. They take their kids fishing, their sons and daughters.